An independent report into the Provincial Growth Fund has found there's a lack of transparency and accountability when it comes to some spending, despite recent reporting improvements. The report by the Auditor General's office raises concerns about how some of the $3 billion has been allocated and the establishment of a so-called fund within a fund that seemed to have different criteria applied to it. It also found some projects had been tagged for funding before due diligence was complete, and it was difficult to assess the value of the jobs created. The report says evaluation is critical given the fund's ambition, size and profile, and the public is entitled to know how well the PGF has met its objectives and what benefits it's delivered. Well, joining me now is the Minister in charge of the PGF, Shane Jones. Good evening, Minister. There is some, serious criticism there. What is your response to it?
Well, I think the Auditor General is just identifying how MB can tighten up its processes. I think it's a very useful contribution that we bring a bit more robustness to the evaluation, because that can't happen because the majority of the projects of a large scale haven't even started.
So do you accept all the findings of the report?
Well, look, I don't want to cavil in public with the Auditor General. He was kind enough to come and see me early this morning to give me a heads up. And really, I think the attention that he's bringing to the administration of the fund relate to the processes and the procedures that MB have followed.
How are we supposed to know as taxpayers whether this fund is delivering value for money in an independent way with some surety, given that you haven't or aren't meeting the benchmarks for transparency?
Well, the transparency obligation really lies in the bowels of the bureaucracy. Any question that I've sought to answer, I think I've acquitted myself quite well, actually. But on the question, which is really what you're asking, when will we know what has been the well-being benefit to society for the $3 billion fund? What is not often adequately appreciated is that a lot of the projects are long-term, such as the $500 million that was allocated towards the Billion Tree Strategy. So it's only over a longer period of time as those forests develop that would get a full indication as to how it's turned around the fortunes of climate change, employment or local industry.
The Auditor General, though, says there should be progress reports in essence, but there's a lack of performance measures against the criteria for the funding. There doesn't seem to be a significant public reporting. There's no information about the quality of jobs created. And, in the mention there of some projects being funded without proper due diligence, don't you leave yourself open to criticism for not sorting out those things?
Well, I don't know what projects the Auditor General is referring to that were not subject to analysis. There was a project that came via the coalition agreement that was the establishment of the Māori Battalion Museum up there in Waitangi. I think really...
So, Minister, sorry to interrupt you, but it is a critical point in the report. Are you not aware of any projects that were given funding in principle prior to due diligence being carried out?
Well, no, I just gave you that answer. I said in the coalition agreement we said we were going to fund...
So there's only one, as far as you know?
Well, we also put dough into some synthetic race courses. There was something down in Dunedin. There was a sports centre called Te Ahu in Kaitaia. Now, all of these things were carried out with the mandate of the ministers.
Does that excuse the lack of transparency, though?
Well, no, I don't think it's fair to say that there's no transparency. Those projects have all been announced. And the Māori Battalion Museum is one of the most successful projects, and it's met with widespread acclamation.
But I suppose the devil is in the detail, and it is about assessing the expenditure against the goals and criteria for the fund. For example, one of the principal aims, as you will know, is to create high-quality, sustainable jobs. So of the 13-odd thousand jobs that you have said people are employed in at the PGF, how many of those are high-quality? And how long have they lasted?
Yeah, so just on that point, you and I are coming at this from a different perspective. When we created the jobs to deliver the infrastructure outcomes, many of which have yet to take place, then other jobs will flow after the infrastructure has been developed, whether it's a wharf, whether it's a breakwater, whether it's a road, whether it's revamping Kiwi Rail. So obviously, when those projects are largely infrastructure being delivered, it does absorb people into those projects, and then those people move on to other projects, other infrastructure projects, and then investors follow up, and then they put their own money into different initiatives, and then they go and look for people. That's how economics works.
Understand it's not a stagnant thing, but what I'm asking you is, what assessment have you done of the quality of jobs that have been created here? Because principally, this is to create high-quality, sustainable jobs. So what assessment have you done as to whether projects have met that criteria? High-quality, sustainable jobs.
Yes, so there are multiple objectives to the Provincial Growth Fund. Environmental resilience, inclusiveness, jobs, and indeed productivity. So jobs are a key feature, but also in terms of long-term productivity challenges, it's the infrastructure as well. If I take, for example, the $70 million that Cabinet allocated via the fund to water storage to bring forward the greater productivity outcomes associated with either stranded land assets owned by Māori or just general land.
So on the subject of quality of jobs, Minister, on the subject of quality of jobs, have you got any information or assessment of whether these jobs are of high quality and are sustainable?
Yes, I'll just repeat again. We've had 13,000 responses in the sense that these are the number of jobs that came to pass as a consequence of the $700 million that's already been allocated into the regions, into the enterprises. And those jobs are with firms that sell services, train people and develop assets such as the infrastructure which we've funded. Those jobs are also within local government. Those jobs are within the firms that are planting the trees. Those jobs are in the firms that are going to build the breakwater and build the Opotiki Wharf.
Understand that. Let's move on then. Auditor General has raised concerns about the $70 million of the PGF fund that was set aside to meet manifesto commitments. The report says it wasn't clear exactly what measures you were using to evaluate those projects or whether they were the same measures used for other applications under the fund generally. Are you using a different criteria for projects approved under that ring-fenced fund?
Well, obviously, a number of those projects, such as the one I just referred to, came at the formation of the government, as indeed does Kiwi Rail. Kiwi Rail came to the Pūtea going to Kiwi Rail was clearly linked to the desire of the parties forming our government to recapitalise Kiwi Rail. And a substantial amount of the money, hundreds of millions, came out of the Provincial Growth Fund. So it's incorrect to say that there was either no mandate or that it followed a process that wasn't exactly the same as funding $1 billion for a relatively small project.
So you have been using different criteria, Minister, for projects funded out of that manifesto commitments fund?
No. I think you're misconstruing what I'm saying. When we formed the government, we said that we'd use the Provincial Growth Fund to revamp Kiwi Rail, recapitalise some of the roads through NZTA. Those organisations have their own criterion. I'm not in charge of that criterion. That's in other parts of government. And we allocated that funding to other parts of government to deliver on the governmental outcomes we were elected to achieve.
The report says it was difficult to find evidence of how those projects had fully met the normal criteria for the fund. Why was that?
Well, look, I haven't seen specifically the reference you're referring to, but obviously I don't accept that. I think that the Provincial Growth Fund investment in the Maori Battalion Museum, the racetracks, the Kiwi Rail, it speaks for itself. They've been incredibly successful.
Appreciate you joining us this evening. That is Shane Jones, who is the Minister in charge of the PGF, and that's in response to a report from the Auditor General saying, well, there could be some improvements in transparency and accountability around the spending of that fund.